Shire, are you on the road?
No. Well, I'm back home, and because I'm leaving for World Juniors early next week, I did leave. I'm on a sort of a vacation weekend, so I'm in the mountains ready to do a little skiing before I head off to World Juniors.
Wow. But you, are you wearing a helmet?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Oh, like a face. You should probably wear like a full face cage when you're skiing.
Yeah, I've got the full eye tech.
Yeah, okay.
I got the hockey pants and the shoulder pads.
Yeah, smart.
And elbow pads, too. I got to take care of everything, right?
Oh, yeah, but they can't, TSN can't afford your pretty face to get banged up. So.
Okay. Yeah, long line of people that can easily replace me.
Edmonton Oilers last night, three times they got the lead, three times they gave it up. But I want to talk about Justin Schultz's game. I know it's only two games, and defensively, obviously, there's still lots of areas. But he just looks like a more confident player with the puck in the last two games. And I don't know if that's a sign that maybe, Aikens and him, whatever the message was, wasn't a guy that was getting him to play the way he should be, offensively anyway.
Well, we've had the opportunity with so many different coaches coming and going to see the way different players, for really no specific reason, reacting differently to different coaches. So, like, if we think back over the years, I mean, and I might be wrong on this, was it Pat Quinn that Sam Gagner played extremely well for, or was it Pat Quinn that he was terrible for?
Well, no, Pat Quinn, if you recall, early that year, Pat Quinn started him out on the fourth line, then Gagner scored two goals early in that season. And, had okay. Gagner's numbers were never, really great with anyone other than the eight-point game.
Yeah, but the thing is that my point is different players sometimes just play different under different coaches. And it's not, I don't think there's a formula to it. There are certain guys who just fit well with a coach. And I think if you were to ask them deep off the record and whatever, Justin Schultz might be one of those players who didn't function that great with Dallas. And with Dallas gone, maybe he's playing a little bit lighter. Now, I'm sure there are guys in the room who were functioning well under Dallas and with him gone are maybe playing a little heavier. So a coach has some players, naturally doesn't have others. And in the early going, it looks like maybe Justin's playing with a little bit less weight on his shoulders.
Yeah, Gagner's best year would have been the year under Tom Rennie in 11-12.
Yeah.
Right. Although the lock, actually, that's not true. The lockout year was his best, 38-48. That would have been his
best.
That's
right, under Ralph, right? Yeah. He played great. I remember that now. He struggled under Pat because Pat didn't even know his name. And then Ralph, for some reason, he just seemed to really function well under Ralph. And who knows the reasons why, but different players just get a different feel, and it just brings something out in them.
Yeah, their power play numbers that year helped Gagner quite a bit for sure.
No kidding, eh?
And Dave's in at 1,200 for the pub party. Attaboy,
nice.
Dave. Nice. So moving forward for the Edmonton Oilers, Anton Lander, finally they have recalled him. They send Brandon Davidson back down. Where do you think they play Lander, and which center do you think comes out of the lineup?
Yeah, so just to be clear on the lineup here, so Davidson goes down. Is there a D that's ready to play?
Well, no, Davidson didn't play last game. Klefbom did.
Yeah, Klefbom
did. And Keith Ollie's number seven.
Okay, and Nikitin is still banged up on IR. Or he's IR'd.
Yeah.
So they got to make a move up front. So they already have Gazdik, who was out of the lineup.
Yeah,
right?
And now Lander's recalled, so I'm assuming they're not recalling him to sit in the press box.
Yeah, so they didn't send any forwards down or anything, though, right? So they've got two extra forwards and no extra, or one extra D. Is that where they're at?
Yes.
So they got two lineup decisions to make. Mark Arcobello hasn't been terrible. Like, he probably doesn't deserve to get yanked out of the lineup. But, maybe they move him to the wing and give Lander a chance to play center. Or maybe they brought Lander back to play wing. I don't think they'll start pulling Draisaitl out of the lineup completely. I don't know that'll do him any good at this point, unless it's maybe just for a game to look. So, honestly, I'm not entirely positive what they'll do. It wouldn't stun me if they put him into Pinizzotto's spot after the game Pinizzotto had last game, and I know he had a couple of tough plays. So, we'll wait and see, I guess. But it's not glaringly obvious to me, is it to you?
It's glaringly obvious to me who should come out, who will come out. It's a different story. Leon Draisaitl has one goal in 25 games. Nail Yakupov has 1 point in 17 games, right? Like, you know, Draisaitl only played 942 last game. And I wouldn't put him in the press box. I would put him in junior where he should have been a long time ago. And I don't know if the organization, you know what, it's before Christmas time now. It's probably not the best time to send him down right before the holiday season, I wouldn't think. But, you know, something's got to give him the center position. It's so hard. You maybe could move him to the wing, but, you know, Pinizzotto, that line did score a goal last night. You know, they bang and crash. And obviously, you know, he makes a few decisions with the puck here or there. But, you know, the orders, I think McTavish and Nelson like to have a few guys that at least crash and bang. So I'm not sure they're going to put Draisaitl on the wing because he's definitely, you know, him and Lander, neither one of them are real crasher and bangers.
Yeah, well, and on the point of Draisaitl, I mean, I don't see any way they send him back to junior anytime in the next 2 weeks or week and a half or so while World Juniors is happening. Because it's one thing to say he's not going to World Juniors because he's with the NHL team. It's another thing to send him down to junior and then he still can't go. So, I mean, he's here. He's in Edmonton until the new year, until he gets to that 39-game mark, and then they'll have to make a call. But if they're not sending him to junior, to the World Juniors, they're not sending him to junior right now anyway.
Yeah, you could be right. Unless Draisaitl just said, you know what, I don't want to – I've been there, whatever, for – maybe there's some behind-the-scenes reasons they don't want to make public. They didn't want to play for Team Germany. Who knows?
Yeah. I think they probably – there's probably a few things going on behind the scenes, right? Like, if you're Prince Albert, you're looking at the orders going, you got to let us know what your plans are here. Like, we got to get working on some trades. We got to get working on trying to figure out where he can go. So, I mean, the Raiders are going to need answers. The WHL trade deadline, you know, isn't too far off.
Well, the Raiders might want to. I was looking at the standings, man. They're only a point out of the playoffs. What if they thought Draisaitl? I know they traded Morrissey, right?
They traded Morrissey, though.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's kind of. I think they'd be nuts if they got Draisaitl back and didn't trade him if they've already moved Morrissey.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're loading up and think you have a chance at it, you don't touch Morrissey. He's their, you know, he's their main guy and their power play guy and all that. So, but they're going to want some answers. They deserve some answers. You can't. I mean, to send them back after the trade deadline would be crazy. I mean, it would just be unfair.
They couldn't because the trade deadline's January 10th. The Oilers' 39th game is on the second, and then their 40th is on the fourth. So either way, if they're sending them back, they could still set them down between the second and the fourth, and that still gives PA a week to make a move.
Yeah. Well, I don't know where Craig McTavish's head is at with Leon Draisaitl, and he's not going to give that answer because the first person who needs to hear about what their plans are is Draisaitl, right? So he's going to protect the player and not going to give too much information out. And we're just going to have to wait and see where it's at. But we'll see how Lander plays. I mean, if Lander comes in and actually manages to put up even just a little bit offensively, then maybe that's reason enough there to make it work. Because I can't figure out if they're not sending him down because they think he's better off here or if they're not sending him down because they don't have anyone else. I mean, one of them you can understand, okay, if they believe in their hearts that this is the right thing for him, then like, I guess that's what they got to do. The other one is just, well, they don't have anyone else, so they're risking – it might not be the best thing for them, but they're just going to do it anyway. That's inexcusable to me.
Well, they could have picked up Chipchura if they wanted someone else. Anton Lander, by the way, he had 1 point in 27 games last year. Draisaitl has one in his last 25. So it's not, you know what, it wouldn't, it's possible, right? And I honestly, I think, like, Anton Lander is the exact reason why you do not rush players. He never should have been in the NHL in 2011 in the first place, right? He should have been in the minors for the entire season, not struggling, losing all his confidence, and then taking 2 years to regain it.
I totally agree. At the time, he wasn't big enough, wasn't strong enough, he wasn't ready. But there's just all this hysteria around building for the future, and they just wanted to load all these guys into the NHL team. Because in 4 years, man, it's going to look great. Well, everybody's arrows didn't stay pointed up. A lot of them pointed, you know, or straight and some down. And now they're left with a system in which guys are trying to work their way back into their careers and not peaking, ready to make the next step.
Mm-hmm. Well, that and the fact that they don't have many guys to protect them in the top nine. Now, there's so many issues that have gone wrong that are really starting to boil to the surface now that – and that's why, like, it's such the safe, smart move. And like, who? What do you mean they don't have, like, who cares if Anton Lander can't produce any more than Drysdale? The season's over anyway. At least save the development and do the right thing for the young player.
Yeah. I just wish, I mean, yeah, I just wish we could hear from Craig on it a little bit more. Just an honest assessment of where he's at and why he's still here. I really do, but I don't have the answer. I don't know what their thought process is.
Yeah, well, hopefully when they get back in town between now and Tuesday that we can address that question. Because you're right. It can't just, well, we're doing what's best for his development. Well, tell us more. Why do you think it's best for his development?
But the problem is, I don't know, that might be one of those situations where they just sit there and they can't necessarily be as honest as they want. You know, maybe because I just don't think that they're going to...
If they think it's best for his development, then tell us why. There's got to be a reason why they think it's the best for his development.
Yeah.
If they say, well, he's too good for junior, then say it. I don't agree with it, but at least say it.
Yeah, for sure. And as of right now, we kind of don't really have that assessment. And I mean, you know, Craig has said he thinks he's coming and he's playing okay and blah, blah, blah. But like, long term here over an 80-game stretch, do they think this is actually going to benefit him? And I can't imagine that that's the case.
Yeah. Well, last time I checked, the games get harder in January, February, and March, not easier.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. For sure.
Shogger, did you get your mumps shot? Or up to 16 now? Mata got mumps today.
Holy smokes, eh?
If you're going to the World Juniors, there's a lot of NHL teams that have come through Toronto, Montreal, so you might want to get a mumps shot.
Yeah, no kidding. Well, I mean, it's one of those things where, you know, you get 2, 3, 4, it's kind of coincidental and whatever, but now it's just... it's catching and it's rolling. And so, I mean, they got to get this thing under wraps somehow. But you just think about a visitor's bench in a rink. Like, let's say there's a team that has a lot of it. Well, they roll through other rinks and they sit on that visitor's bench.
Man.
How do you possibly sterilize a hockey bench?
Well, I'm sure bleach and some other things, I guess. I don't know what you sterilize for mumps, but, yeah, they got to do something for sure. Like, any team that's following Pittsburgh, yeah, they're probably just, they're scared to touch anything right now.
Yeah, for sure.
Because you have to sterilize the dressing room, the showers, everywhere.
But think about the bench, right? Guys sit there, and they're, not to be too vile here, but, they're spitting, and they're, I mean, it's not a very sterile environment. And then the next morning, another team is there, and they're sitting on that bench, and that's the visitor's bench. Those are the visitor's facilities. Like, teams know, like, you see flu bugs, right? They catch a hockey team, and it's hard. These guys are on planes together. They're at hotels together. They're eating together. They're in dressing rooms, showering, change rooms, like the whole bit. So it's going to be tough for them to get this under control. I'm no disease expert, but you can see that it's getting away from them a little bit.
Yeah, it's not going away right now, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully it doesn't spread. Shogger, you have yourself a good weekend skiing. Do not hit a tree. don't drink and ski. And have fun. And we will talk to you on Monday.
I'm really hoping that I make it back in one piece. I think I got about a 50-50 shot.
Oh, at least if you do get injured, like, tweet a picture about it so we can have a chuckle.
I'll tweet a vine of me going down in the sled,
yeah,
being pulled by the guys on skis by the medics.
Oh yeah, that would be awesome. Ski patrol here, taking Ryder Shog down the hill.
Oh man, knock on wood.
Nice. Okay, buddy, have a good ski trip.
Yeah, have a great weekend, buddy.